Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They got to give coaches more challenges. Something has to change before we get to January.
Why don't we just change the whole rules because New England got messed up? I'm sorry, but give me a break. Cry me a river. Man, New England's never had a break. Oh, please, give me a break. I mean, we're not changing the rules or anything else. Yeah, was there some mistakes? Absolutely, and I loved it for one.
Well, not only did Rex Ryan love it, but I bet our next guest loved it last night. Nick Wright joins us from FS1. Hey, Nick.
Hi. How's it going? I don't know. Are we here to talk about the first place Boston Bruins? How about this one Boston team that's still undefeated at home, the
yes.
Celtics?
Yes.
Or, I mean, I guess we could talk about the Patriots. And please, please explain to me how the game was stolen from you guys. I'm so excited to hear it.
They must not have TVs where he lives. I don't know what
they have. Black and white. Black and white Kansas City.
Because you could at least see in black and white. Either A, they don't have TVs, or he's legally blind.
So you guys are very, very upset, understandably, about the N'Keal Harry play.
Yes.
So here's the thing that I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the league had a rule that if you use both your challenges but get them both right, you get a third. So why didn't Belichick use... Oh, because he had blown a challenge earlier. Oh, that's what happened.
See, that's...
They have a fail-safe in place.
That's why his TV doesn't work, Greg, because clearly he missed the fumble scoop score by Travis Kelce that Stephon Gilmore would have picked up and ran it for a touchdown.
Okay, well, here's the thing. So Stephon Gilmore,
yep.
that was a blown call by the refs.
Yep.
And Belichick used his challenge. The idea that he would have scored is ahistorical to what happened. We saw the fastest player in the league already in front of him, forcing him to the sidelines. And then
Jamie Collins was there to block Tyreek Hill.
Sure. Maybe that would have happened. And that's, you know what, the only thing worse than a scoop and score being nullified in week 14, a scoop and score being nullified in the AFC championship game for Miles Jack, which would have put them up 17, and instead you guys went to the Super Bowl. So ask Jags fans how they feel about scoop and scores being nullified. But let's get back to the thing that was a cut and dry touchdown. No ifs, ands, or buts, N'Keal Harry. Tell Belichick not to blow his first challenge and there's no problem. Better yet, tell your 42-year-old quarterback to be able to engineer a 3-yard drive without having to run the annexation of Puerto Rico, score a touchdown, and we're not talking about this.
No, we're not talking about this. I love how people miss the point. We're not talking about this if they don't blow Travis Kelce down. Because guess what? Because even if they don't score there, you know what they do? They kick a field goal to tie the game. And then we go in overtime and we see what happens.
Oh, you know what? It's a great point because your guys' field goal kicking this year has been so buttoned up. Poor Folk was so worried he was going to rip open his appendectomy scar. He got his first kick blocked. You guys went for a 4th-and-7 because you can't trust him from 48. But, yeah, you'd have been a lock there. But, hey, listen, man, I know it's impossible to believe, but in a game, and the crying about the officiating, in a game where the Chiefs were whistled for 136 yards of penalties, where two of your four biggest plays were pass interference calls, one of them very questionable, where the Patriots got flagged for roughing the passer on Patrick Mahomes, and then the refs got together and talked about it. They were like, let's just pick this one up. Then Mahomes got shoved into a heater on the sideline. The referee's like, I really just feel like, I mean, all these things happened. But you know what? Maybe the whistle went against you. God forbid. Welcome to the NFL in 2019. Spotty officiating. It's why, again, not blowing your challenges matter. I root for a team coached by Andy Reid. I've suffered that fate for years. You guys suffered it for the first time. Belichick was a little emotional. Belichick was a little anxious. Belichick realized that we only have so many trick plays left. We really need to get the Chiefs off the field. He blew that first challenge, and it had ripple effects the rest of the game. Because I know you guys think there was a missed pass interference call afterwards, but guess what? If he doesn't blow the first challenge, he uses his second on the N'Keal Harry play, and now he has a bonus third. He could have used it there. So blame your coach.
I think you're right. Now, was there a parade or anything in KC this morning?
What's going on?
Well, I'm not there. I'm in New York, but this was a really big win, and it was an important win. And Mahomes, of course, becomes the first quarterback under the age of 25 to ever beat Brady and Belichick in that building in the regular season. Your guys, Fugazi, 42-0 against the AFC with Brady and Edelman on the field at home. That streak is snapped. It's over. Your 21-game home winning streak is snapped. And the Chiefs are probably going to have to go there again. Now, that's assuming in 2 weeks you guys can, you know, beat the Buffalo Bills, which I don't know if you can, but if you do, we'll have to go there again.
Clearly, this guy's TV doesn't work. Did you see the Buffalo Bills play Baltimore? Josh Allen is horrible.
Yeah, I did. He's, you know what's horrible. Funny? I did see the Buffalo Bills play Baltimore, and they gave him a hell of a better game than you guys did. And I saw the Buffalo Bills play you guys in a game Josh Allen turned the ball over four times before being benched. And guess what? You needed one of your Matthew Slater block punt specials to win that game. And I don't know, were you watching? Does your TV? Yes. I don't know if you have Sunday
three phases of the game. Were you called offense, defense, special teams? Yes, offense, yeah, defense, right, special teams. I saw Josh Allen, and yes, I'll give the Baltimore, the Buffalo Bills credit defensively. They did a good job against Lamar Jackson. If they don't let the tight end run down the middle of the field, they probably win that football game. But unfortunately, they made a bad mistake there.
You're right. Hey, Wiggy, I got a question for you, bro.
Go ahead.
Were you able to check out in the early window Denver-Houston?
Yeah.
Drew Lock going up and down the field to get up 38-3 on a defense in a building where y'all had 9 points with 4 minutes left. I'm just curious. Have you watched Dallas? Oh, by the way, it's so rich. A quarter of the entire season's tripping penalties were called in one game in your guys' favor. In a game you escaped by four. And by the way, that Dallas team hadn't won since. That Philly team y'all escaped against hadn't won since. Baltimore, Houston, and Kansas City are all 2-1 against Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, New England. Where did they all get a victory? They all share one victory. Oh, against you guys, because your offense is impossibly bad, and without flea flickers and running back passes, you'd have been in single digits yesterday.
Wow, coming from the guy whose team should have lost to the Chargers in Mexico if Philip Rivers didn't pee down his leg and throw four interceptions. Did you see that? I didn't know we were going through schedules here. Mm-hmm.
Nick, are you physically aroused right now? Like, I hope you're by yourself.
No, I'm happy. I'm going to be honest. Some people do something called an emotional hedge, which is they bet against their team.
Yes.
I go the opposite way. I put my credibility and my money and my mental well-being all on my team. And I was down a decent amount gambling on football this year, got it all back yesterday. Your team, I pray you guys don't lose to Buffalo, because I want us to play you. If you guys do lose to Buffalo and you fall to the 3 seed, a Duck Dynasty in Pittsburgh might snap you off in the first round. But assuming you guys can hold on to the bye, I want to see this game again, because why would it go differently?
Well,
why? Tell me.
We would like to see it again, too. And listen, you have every right to gloat this morning.
He doesn't have the right to gloat.
He does, Wiggy. We got to give him the right.
Him gloating is like, you know, he would be like if he got an A in a class and the teacher was his mother. That's how bad the officials were. And this whole Duck Dynasty thing about him talking about the Patriots, I don't know, because when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost 4 games and 3 of them came at home. So don't be surprised if Pittsburgh goes down there and mollywops them.
Yeah, listen, the good strategy, I get it, is to look for another person to beat up your bully. So I'm sure you guys will be rooting for whomever. Listen, what you want is Pittsburgh and Buffalo to somehow upset Kansas City and Baltimore, because y'all know you're drawing dead against them. Oh. And it was so glorious listening yesterday to my friends Jim Nance and Tony Romo wax poetic about the brilliance of Brady's incompletion. I mean, nobody throws a prettier ball that bounces 20 yards from a receiver than Tom Brady. And I'm just curious, and this is something for you guys, because I know we're short on time, but you guys are going to have to think about and decide collectively what you want to do here. Because if this isn't the GOAT Brady's fault, you realize it's the GOAT Belichick's fault. Yeah. Because there was a rookie wide receiver in that football game who was awesome. He was drafted after N'Keal Harry. Sony Michel was drafted by your guy. I watched a wide receiver yesterday who a team traded a second-round pick for after the Patriots trade for Mohamed Sanu, Emmanuel Sanders, make a big impact. So if it's just that Brady has no weapons and that the team wasn't ready for Gronk's retirement, all these things, then it's not like there's no one to blame. So pick the GOAT you want to blame. I'm blaming the quarterback. Y'all can blame the coach. But the coach going to be there next year. I don't know if the quarterback's going to be. So you guys can come to terms with that however you want.
Well, we will, I believe, see your Chiefs again. And so we will get this opportunity.
I hope so.
We're not going to see them again.
We will get this opportunity to speak again, Nick. Right. And I'm glad that you have a few moments to enjoy it. And we will meet again.
Enjoy those drinks.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck against Cincinnati this week, fellas. See if you can get to 20 outside of garbage time. Be the first time since Halloween.
Oh, Bruno. You know, it really hurts.
Bruno.
It hurts.
No, it doesn't.
All right.
Hurt.
That's Nick Wright.